686-2237.
USA across the board, the latest and the greatest, 25 medals from Vancouver. So that already ties Torino, and we're far from done yet. 7 gold, 8 silver, and 10 bronze. The U.S. women's hockey team moving on. Boy, the undefeated American women are making it look so easy, and they're making it back to that gold medal game. They're doing it again for the first time since 2002, but a lot of people are still talking about the men and their big win over the Canadians, 5-3, as the Americans just silenced the Canadian home crowd in Vancouver. But we have other fish to fry here at the top of America tonight, with me, Kate Delaney, hanging out with all of you across this great nation. A former Denver airport shuttle driver, remember him? We talked about him a lot, Zazie. He had that plot to bomb the New York City subways, saying that he was recruited by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan for what he was calling a martyrdom plan against the U.S. And he talked about sacrificing himself to bring attention to what the U.S. military was doing to civilians in Afghanistan. Just 25 years old, he stood in front of a federal judge in a Brooklyn courtroom, and he pled guilty to conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction, conspiracy to commit murder in a foreign country, and also providing material for a terrorist organization. So now he faces life in prison without parole at a sentencing in June. Lock this guy away forever, because there was a great chance that he was going to get away with what he was doing. He admitted building homemade explosives with beauty supply stuff that he picked up, that you can make bombs with, that he picked up in Denver, and he was cooking it all up in a Colorado hotel room, then driving them cross-country to New York City just before the anniversary of September 11 and those horrible attacks. So he said that the plot was aimed at the city's subway system, but he didn't say when he was pressed as to what the specific target was. If it was just random, or he had something that he was already looking at and had a plan of where he was going to plant the bombs and that kind of stuff. And he aroused attention when he was driving cross country on that anniversary, and in that fall he aroused attention, so the suspicions, so they were able to get him before anything, thank goodness, happened. And now I think he gets life probably in June, but there's another guy who came oh so close. Who knows how close he came. It's interesting, and he said he was drawing attention to the situation in Afghanistan and the innocent lives of the people in Afghanistan. Sadly, this happens today, and the airstrike yesterday that we were talking about ended up, the entire body count was 27 civilian-wise, that NATO airstrike, and this is the third time that we've had a rocket or something go off cue and kill innocent people since the start of this new push, this new offensive that is squarely aimed at trying to win over the population. So I said this in a previous show, that right away, and he did the right thing, General McChrystal apologized to the Afghanistan people and to the President Hamid Karzai as well. The Afghanistan Council of Ministers condemned the airstrike. He knew they would do that. They said it was unjustifiable. So you got 27 dead people on top of these missed strikes from just a week ago. These are opportunities that are not good. They're missed opportunities, one, to nail the insurgents, and sadly, killing innocent people. It's the collateral of war, but it's something that you don't want to happen when you're trying to get the people to come on board and not listen to what the Taliban has to say. So naturally everybody who's in uniform is saying something, whether it's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, who said he regretted what happened with the airstrike. They can't do enough to make the Afghanistan people realize that they're going to great lengths to reduce civilian casualties. And they're doing that actually through reducing some of those airstrikes and tightening the rules of engagement to the point where I think it's almost almost impossible for the guys that are walking through these booby-trapped villages and trying to go door-to-door to talk to the people. And that is a massive part of the new strategy because they just don't know what they're going to trip on, frankly. So you had those two NATO rockets, and then you had this situation, and this is just going to be something, I believe, that the Taliban will capitalize on and try to use it in a different way against the NATO forces and say, in Marsaw, this is what you get when you've got the Americans involved and you've got the other people from other lands coming in, but will it work? I believe ultimately if they keep pushing forward, they can win over this brutal region, which is filled with opium and all kinds of weapons and Taliban folks from, three doors down to all the way across the field. And if they're able to get more of those guys, capture them, kill them, whatever, and win over the people, there's a good chance that they can go through this offensive that McChrystal's laid out, perhaps in the 18 months. All right, we just scratched the surface here because we got to bounce to D.C. There were a lot of things that happened in the Capitol. This is a big week for so-called bipartisan cooperation. And we saw some of that with the jobs bill that rolled through, surprisingly, thanks to the help of five Republicans, including the newly elected senator from Massachusetts, Scott Brown. What do you think of Scott Brown jumping on the jobs bill, which cleared the Republican filibuster? He wasn't the only one. Like I said, there was five, but he was the most notable since he's so brand new. He's the new kid on the block. The tally was 62-30 to push the ball down for that final vote Wednesday. Then that would be big because Thursday is when the Democrats and the Republicans meet, and it's going to be on C-SPAN, and I'm sure that's going to have to do with health care reform. But the big cry will be about, look at the cooperation, look at this jobs bill, and here you have a guy like Scott Brown who decided to jump on board and gave us the numbers that we need. Now, I think he liked it because he liked the tax breaks for the businesses especially, and it made sense. You'd be exempt if you had a business. When you're hiring unemployed people, you'd be exempt from the Social Security payroll taxes through December, and you'd also get another $1,000 credit if the new worker stayed on the job a full year. And that was the idea, because people are saying they don't have money to hire people, so to free up some of that money. And I think, seriously, that's a good thing. I mean, if you can create some of these jobs in the private sector and give the incentive back to the small businesses, that's why Brown went in that direction. It's not a perfect bill from what I read. There's some things I didn't like in it, but this is one of the things I definitely liked in it. Coming up on the flip side, DNC Chairman Tim Kaine thinks that the attacks on Obama and what he's done are unjustifiable in its own way. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor at rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
All right,
just talking about the Senate voting to move forward with that $15 billion job creation bill that I like. I don't like everything in the bill, but I like the fact that the businesses get that tax break for hiring the unemployed, and I think this will be incredibly helpful to the folks that are trying to hire but feel like they have no choice, they can't do it. And they're hanging on by a thread, and they're overworking people in roles that they don't need to be overworked in. So this may free some of that up, and that is a good thing. I agree with the move by the senator from Massachusetts, the new senator, Scott Brown. Bravo for him for doing what he said he was going to do, whether the Republicans liked it or not. He's his own guy, and so he may be one of the good ones, certainly. You might have a different opinion. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents and, of course, any of the stuff that we're talking about. Obama's been taking it on the chin a lot lately, and really justifiably so. I had lunch with somebody today who's been a longtime Democrat, was a big Obama supporter, even donating, you know, some money to the campaign. And we talked about what is it after a year. And he said what we've said. Basically, Obama as a leader is ineffective. You can talk about what he's inherited and keep going back to the Bush years and all that other sort of stuff. But just as a leader, he is ineffective with what's happening. And I've heard a lot of Democrats say that they're disappointed. There's no question the base is, his base is disappointed. At the same time, many of those same people reluctantly at this point despite all the polls and what the polls are saying, say they would vote for Obama again if he runs for that second term. He certainly has some supporters in the Democratic Party. The DNC chairman, Tim Kaine, talked about that very thing, about some of the results he believes Obama is getting.
Here's why we're going to do better, I think, than people expect. First, we have a successful president. Now, we've got to do a better job of telling the success story on our side, but whether it's equal pay for women, a recovery act that's working, 4 million more American kids with health insurance, no combat deaths in Iraq in December, the arrest of these Taliban insurgents last week because of smart diplomacy by the administration, there is a success story to tell. That's going to help us. Second, we've got a lot of good candidates. Normally in a midterm, what you're doing is you're just playing defense all the time. But we are running offensive races with the opportunities to pick up a lot of governor's mansions that are currently held by Republicans. There are Republicans who have retired in the U.S. Senate in New Hampshire and Ohio and Missouri. We got great chances of winning those races. And similarly, in House races, we're not just playing defense, we're playing offense. Finally, the other side, we've got our challenges. They have their challenges. They've already chased one U.S. senator from the Republican Party into the Democratic Party. They turned on their own nominee for Congress in upstate New York in November, and we see these really divisive battles on the Republican Party between the Tea Party side of the party and many of their elected officials. That's going to open up opportunities for us to win races. It won't be easy. We got an uphill battle, but I think we're going to beat expectations.
All right, let's take a few. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. He gets the first crack this hour on America Tonight. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you, Kate? I'm glad I love that Sam guy. He paid up, huh?
He did. He sang the Star Spangled Banner, so that is good. He didn't Welsh on his bet. We like that.
Oh, he got to sing the Star Spangled Banner? Oh, okay. I thought he had to do the national anthem. I'm like, I don't even think they know the words to our national anthem, do they?
Oh, say, can you see? I thought I was going to have to sing. I thought I was going to have to do the Oh Canada thing, but luckily the U.S. hockey team saved me from that with their fantastic win.
Oh, I know. So, I guess the girls play the Canadian gals on Thursday for the gold. So,
I know. How about that?
Yeah, we owe them for the loss in 2002, and then they beat us here in Salt Lake. So, we'll see what happens. And then I guess they could run into the Canadian men's team again. So,
you know what? We were just talking about that off the air. Matt Johnson was prodding me about that for something that Tomas said. And I was thinking about this. When they were playing that game, I was on the air, Don, in New York City. I was on a station called The Fan. And the Canadians, what, it was like a 50-year wait, I think, that they hadn't had gold. And they, on that team, when they beat the U.S., you had what? Joe Sakic was on fire, if I remember right. And that was the thing that I remember now in thinking back to this is that the U.S. coach Herb Brooks, he was trying to get that second gold after the whole Lake Placid thing and the miracle on ice, and there was a lot of excitement in the U.S. and the U.S. I think was deflated after that.
Yeah. Well, I hear, I was listening, they're talking about, the NHL's talking about pulling their players out of it, so, it hasn't worked out too well for them in the marketing and, you know, stopping their season for 2 weeks, and so it might hit the hockey might go back to the amateur side maybe, you know, other than, of course, the Russians probably use their pros at everything, but, we'll see what happens, but we're not doing too bad in the medals right now for the United States, you know?
So, yeah, 25 right now.
Yeah, that's good. And how many did you call for at the beginning of the Olympics?
I said 30 with 10 gold. They've got 25 with 7 gold.
You might be right on. So I still can't figure it out. I thought there's like 80-something events, and if there's 3 medals for each event, and they're like 250-something medals altogether?
Well, there's 86 events, but then you got to think of how many of the events where the U.S. doesn't even, let's say they don't medal in some of the events, and then some of the events, if they say 86 events, are they including, and I didn't think about this, the qualifiers?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think it's some of the qualifiers, so that would make a big difference.
Right, right. So, did you catch any movies at all?
The last movie I saw was the one I told you about, the Wolfman movie that I liked, but there's a couple of good ones with some buzz out. I don't know if they're good, but Shutter Island is the Scorsese one. And then there's the other one, Ghost Rider, but Roman Polanski directed that one.
Yeah.
After all the stuff with Polanski, and they're still trying to get him to L.A., and he directed that. There's a lot of well-known people in it. It looks like it could be pretty good. Have you seen anything lately?
I saw Shutter Island this weekend.
Oh, would you say A, B, C, D? What do you think?
I'd give it a B. It had an interesting twist to it, you know, and I'm not going to give it away. But, you know, it's kind of a creepy movie in a way, you know, psycho thriller, if you like those.
But, so you say B, so that means you would recommend it then.
Oh, yeah, I'd recommend it, you know, so, you know, the other one I call was Up in the Air, and finally, got kind of a re-release at our little peaky theater, and I thought it was a good movie. You know, nothing is... All of them that I've seen, Lovely Bones, Avatar, none of them have just reached out and said, okay, this is the winner. You know, it's kind of like they're good movies, but I just don't, and I finally just because you chided me on the Hurt Locker, I caught it on, I said, well, maybe I was just tired when I watched it the first time. And so I caught it on DVD again, none of them are just standing out. You know, like last year, Slumdog Millionaire stood out, boom, slam dunk, it's going to win the Oscar.
Right.
You know, and that happens a lot of times. And the other times, maybe this is one of those years, especially with 10 films, you know, but none of them just jump out and go, hey, this was just fantastic. Yeah, Avatar's got the special effects and the 3D part to it, and you know, but it was a little bit political, and so they're all, you know, good movies, but I just don't see any. I haven't seen anything yet that's just sticking out there ready, you know, as a slam dunk. So it's gonna be a hard choice on the on Oscar, you know, to figure out which one's gonna win. I mean,
Ten pictures. I think you're right with the 10 pictures. I thought Up in the Air was good, but not for Best Picture.
No, you know, you're saying it with 10 pictures. That's, you know. And they're all just, I guess I don't want to call them mediocre. I'd say they're good films, but there's, you know what I mean? Just like every once in a while, there's just a slam dunk, something sticks out and you just know that's going to win. And they just don't have that this year. A lot of great acting, but so we'll see what happens. But they aren't hurting for our money, that's for certain.
No, they're not. More people than ever, and that's what happens, too. It's a good escape for a lot of people. You and I are big movie fans, and I'm sure some of the people listening to us, that's kind of their escape. So it was a big year box office-wise. Thanks, Dono. I still, you know, he's right. I chided him about the Hurt Locker. I think Hurt Locker stood out, though. They just won a bunch of awards for Hurt Locker, and I really like that film. I hope that gets Best Picture, to be honest. Hang with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
What are the Republicans are saying about Scott Brown now behind the scenes as he joined the Democratic majority in the jobs bill deal? I'll say it one more time. You got to give him his props for having a little bit of chops, being the first guy on the block, the new kid on the block, and saying, okay, I'm going to go for this, because he was all about the whole business side of it. Thinking that this is the way to end some of these unemployment woes. So he did it. Coming up on Thursday, it's that big bipartisan deal on C-SPAN, or supposedly it's the bipartisan deal. But the White House is warning Republicans, hey, you know, if they're going to be talking about this whole health care thing, watch out, because we'll pass it with 51 votes, which I think would be a brutal mistake if they did that, if they just decided to go, to borrow a phrase from somebody else, to go rogue and do the reconciliation. It'll cost them seats for sure. And there would be an angry response, but they're making it clear, advisors are from the White House, I think more than ever before, that if the Republicans filibuster health reform, the Democrats are going to move forward on their own and pass it through reconciliation. So the stakes are pretty high for Thursday. Let's go to the phones, 800-259-5791. Tom in Kansas, hello.
Hi, Kate.
How are you, Tom?
Okay. I got a question. Do you believe strongly in the power of prayer?
I do believe in the power of prayer, yes.
Okay. This is for you and for all the good Christian people out there who are listening. I have a condition that symptoms, among others, affects my ability to move as well as to speak. And recently it just kicked up a notch. And my prayer is that if I cannot be relieved of the symptoms, that I keep the proper spirit. And secondly, one of our state representatives held a open house in the town where I live here. Last week, I asked subject about fair tax came up, and he said that he would speak to Charlie Rangel, who is the head of the committee where that would be birthed. He asked him if that had any chance of going anywhere. He says, not as long as I'm here. He asked him, why is that? And the answer was, so I could reward my friends and punish my enemies. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Wow, no kidding. That's some good inside dope. Tom, we hope you're okay. What can you share your condition with us, or would you rather not? Or
I'd rather not just now.
Wow. All right. Well, get better. I mean, certainly we wish you the best, buddy. You've been calling the show for a long time, and
it's a progressive type thing.
Yeah. Hang in there.
I am.
Hang in there. Keep your spirits up.
I just wanted some prayers. That's all.
All right, we're throwing them out to everybody listening, to our good friend Tom. Thanks, Tom, in Kansas, who is obviously going through something with a health problem that seems to be worsening. And, you know, whatever you can send it up for him. He's called in. He's been very funny when he's called in many, many times, many years, I think, now for Nail the Score. He loves Nail the Score. And I believe it's probably been 3 years or so that he's done that. And he came pretty close one time to actually nailing the score. Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, the retiring Democratic senator, said that they need more lawmakers like Republican Senator Scott Brown, that he might be the cure for the partisan gridlock in Washington. And, of course, he's saying that because of the vote on jobs and the way Brown went. But really, when you think about politics, it's funny, someone said this to me today, can you really have bipartisan support? The idea really of the two parties is that you can argue it out and go back and forth, and then ultimately either one side tires out or you hope the better idea prevails. But it's such gridlock that none of that's going on. None of the old-fashioned politics is happening, and I guess that's the biggest problem. So the end of the week could get pretty interesting here. Dana in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, fighting with Hotmail trying to send you that email with those documents. I got to figure out something else. It's in PDF, and Hotmail just doesn't like documents in PDF.
That's crazy.
Especially when all I can afford is dial-up. So there you go. I got to do something else, and I was just wanting to tell you, I apologize for still not getting there yet, because I owe you some from back in January in the Haiti earthquake, and I got involved in all this stuff with my Predator Mortgage Servicing Company.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I owe you those too. Anyway, I got to get caught up with my emails to you, and I'd lost your email address too. So thanks for answering my request last night, or not before last. Anyway, you had said something earlier about discussing the airplane into the building in Austin and the pilot, that Mr. Stack and his evidently total personality change from everybody that they have talked to.
Oh, absolutely.
About him, yeah. And I used to listen to it with, you know, kind of no decision at all, kind of just. But now it makes me really sad because this man, I think, had what is considered a psychic break, which means you lose all sense of rationality and you totally cut off the real world. You're caught up in your own gotta-do kind of thing. It's you just cut with what you would normally be in a psychic break. And I think the stress with him just probably got too much because he just doesn't sound like the man everybody and his family and friends and co-workers and everybody that knew him as. And I think it's very, very, very sad that people are getting that destitute in this country with all this bull crap. You know, it is frustrating when you can't get a job, you can't make a living, and yet you have hardcore debt collectors like the IRS and all of the companies they've contracted with to collect past due taxes. You know, and it's sad that this man felt so desperate that emotionally this was his action. And I think the government really needs to think about this seriously, not just the state level, but certainly the federal level. It's got a lot of Americans out there and a lot of people trying to raise families. And they're losing everything, their jobs, their incomes, their homes. I mean, we're going to have a tent city in this nation, I'm afraid. It's going to be worse than Hooverville was back during the Depression.
And this
government has got to pay attention and wake up and quit helping these damn thieves, the bankers and the mortgage companies. They have really got to step back and help the individual American. They've got to quit outsourcing these jobs.
Mm.
We have Americans that need them that could handle the situation a hell of a lot better than these outsourcing phone centers in India, for Pete's sake. See, I get real tirate with this, don't I? I just think it's very, very, very sad.
And I
think the government needs to wake up.
All right, on that note, we're going to let you fly, Dan, and I'm going to add to that. Here's the thing. When you look at the government, the one thing to do is get involved, right? And there was what he did, what Joe Stack did, was out of the frustration, and I think she's right, there was a disconnect there. Flying planes into buildings with people inside is not what you do. That's certainly not a person who is a martyr, as some people are trying to call him a martyr, or a hero. It's just a guy who murdered somebody and lost it, like she said, had a disconnect. And unfortunately, his family also suffers from this. Remember, he burned down it's misguided. He burned down his ex-wife's house. Yeah. And so he had a plane. He certainly had enough money that he had his own private plane and set that house on fire, causing them, because they knew something was wrong, causing them to leave and having to spend the ex-wife and her daughter having to spend the night in the hotel worried beyond all get out, knowing that something was not right with them. But there were no signs that anybody saw before that. And it has gotten bad for people that they come to this point where they, you know, have this incredible discord. But his daughter described him as a hero, and a lot of people are reacting to that. We'll let you listen to what one neighbor said and also the reaction of the ex-wife's stepfather next on America Tonight.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
When Joe Stack decided to fly his plane into an IRS office, there was like 300 people in that building. Well, only two people died because he died, and obviously the guy he killed as well. It's amazing that more people were not killed in the crash. But as a result, there's been a lot of reaction to how do you sum up what he did in Austin. Some people are actually calling him a hero, and others are saying this is the rallying cry for we're getting screwed with our taxes and we don't want to pay our taxes and all that other sort of stuff. And he is leading the parade by his actions. And see, you heard what I just said. he killed an innocent person. So murdering somebody because you're upset when you've had a lot of money and lived a pretty decent life, then went to a meeting and you were told, why pay all these high taxes? It's unconstitutional. And so you don't pay, then they catch up with you and you have to pay back taxes. I mean, it's in reality, it's tough to feel that badly. The frustration, the nonsense with the IRS. I mean, I bet you 9 out of 10 of us have had some situation that we've had to deal with. The ridiculousness of bailing out the bankers, the frustrations that bubble over. Amen. I'm completely on board with that. There are other things he could have done to point that out. If he wanted to form a group, if he wanted to lead a protest, if he wanted to get involved with government, that would have been the better play. That would have been the smarter play instead of killing an innocent man who was nearing his retirement, who's now snuffed off the earth because of what? A guy just loses, disconnects, because he has gone to that place so deep he cannot come back from it. And his own family. I mean, let's not leave out his daughter lives in Norway, and he would fly there every year to see her and see the grandkids. Hey, they're missing their grandfather, who they loved, who took them all over the place, who was very involved in their lives from afar. He's just gone. And so she's got to explain to her kids what happened. And the daughter, her name is Samantha Bell, she's been, of course, everybody wants a reaction, so they're crawling all over the place trying to get a hold of her. And she said her father was a hero for his anti-government views, but she did also say this: his actions, which killed an IRS employee, were inappropriate. She said they were completely inappropriate. And she was on one of the morning shows, I don't know which one, they got her by phone or something, and she agreed, I think, to come on the air so that she could say, you know, have her piece, since people were searching her out. And you remember Stack, when he targeted that building, he killed the employee, killed, by the way, I should say his name is Vernon Hunter, and he posted a 3,000-page manifesto, and it was all about against the IRS and the government and all that sort of stuff. He set fire to his ex-wife's house before he flew the plane into that building. So there has been reaction, and here's some more of it, including one of the neighbors who talked about that something must not have been right with the ex-wife and her daughter leaving. And first you hear Jack Cook and then Albert Hutchins, who's the neighbor that I just mentioned. Jack Cook is the stepfather of Stack's ex-wife. And here's their perspective.
The thing is that she had a bit of a problem with him. Evidently, in the last few days, he has really, it boiled in his brain.
Right.
And she informed us that she thought he was crazy. Cheryl told us that he had been fairly well off one time and lost everything. And the IRS hit him with the big bill.
They were distraught. The normal kind of reaction, that's our house. Our house is on fire.
Yeah, so of course they were distraught because he just said it. Their house was on fire. And then plus everybody in that neighborhood's the race to put out that fire and then get to the building, and in getting to the building, it's pure luck. The building empties out. There's one guy who's driving by who rescues some people, breaks in a window, which was great because you had a good Samaritan, really, who was able to help some of the other people. And the good news is that you didn't have as many people killed or hurt that you could have had in this situation. All right, let's re-rack here as we're up against the finish line and fill in some of the blanks for you. I'll say it again. You can always throw in your 2 cents by sending me an email to americatonight.net. One thing that I didn't mention here in this hour of America Tonight is this fabulous new credit card law. I did in a previous show and talked about the fact that there are still things you have to look at. Here's what I would advise anybody, and I'm not a credit person and not a banker or a broker or whatever, just somebody who knows what you got to do when you get into the thick of this whole financial stuff, it's so easy to just ignore it, throw the bill in the desk and pay it and not look at it. Check those bills closely. With this new credit card law that takes effect, it's supposed to prevent banks from doing those nasty things that they used to do that would put you deeper into debt. But there are still some brutal terms that you'll find on some of these cards. There is a subprime credit card that now comes with a 59.9% interest rate. There are also payday loans, prepaid cards. Watch that. That's the same thing because you have to look at the interest. And, you know, there still is this push for this Consumer Protection Agency that, in theory, because I'm being cynical, would consolidate the oversight of all these crazy products, but it's not happening. So right now it's not happening. The credit card industry in general is just another bad guy. If we put up a dartboard, we would have the bankers there, we'd have the credit card people there, which goes hand in hand with the bankers, and we could fill in the blanks with some of the others all the way around that wheel, couldn't we? About a quarter of U.S. households don't have anything to do with a bank, and they rely on other financial services like the payday loans. And there's another place that you have to watch because you're thinking you're just needing the money desperately to pay something, but you're really getting rooked. If you don't have to do it, don't go in that direction. I mean, there are 22,000 payday lending branches, and they are making money. Just to give you an example, for the amount of the loan, there's this fee, right? So let's say it's $15. $15 or so for every $100 that you borrow, every $100 that you borrow. So you will get so far in debt, your head will spin. But you see them, I drive by them every single day. And that's what people look at. They don't realize what's really there underneath. Now, the good news is, with the new credit card law, even though we'll still see some of the same shenanigans, the one thing that won't happen, supposedly, is you, whatever your credit limit is, your person who pays down, they can't slash that credit limit because that affects your credit score. So all these people were getting rooked as they would pay off the debt and then realize how could the credit score be going lower? And it's because their amount kept getting lower, so the ratio was messed up, which is ridiculous. But that was one of the biggest tricks. And then the other was just jacking up the APR, just jacking up the rate for whatever reason, not for late payments, but just to do it. And randomly, and people would have no idea sometimes because they wouldn't look at the bill. I'm going to leave you with this thought, and this is from Shakespeare, King Lear, if you ever saw it or read it. Nothing can come of nothing.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.